rocks. All right, I think he's alive. Good morning, it's Brock Hunter.
Barely. Hey, I don't even care. I'll just be honest with you. Dude, we've had a few days off, and I just didn't change my alarm because I got that automatic alarm or whatever. So, dude, naturally, this morning I just woke up. I'm like, I just assumed I had another day off,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'll just do it. Might as well, you know?
Snooze it.
Not like we're going to come back and do anything productive. Hey, you go back to bed, buddy. Go back to bed. Yeah. You're fine.
Took one text, though. One text at 6 in the morning. I'm like, whoop.
Here we go. That's it. All right, here we go. Get my pants on. Get my adult onesie on. Let's do this. Let's do this.
Got my heart going, bro. You got me jumped out of bed like.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being woken up when you don't think you need to be woken up. That is, oh God, I'm late.
It's one of these moments. Kevin!
Exactly. You had a Kevin moment, except instead of forgetting your child at home while you're on an airplane, you forgot to wake up for your subpar morning show that you do.
Hunter!
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're here. Glad that you decided to. You decided to show
Damn
up.
Damn it, you got me.
We do have a lot to cover, so let's keep her going here. It's time for your 6 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
You know, we've heard a lot of freak injuries happening during certain adult activities, if you will. But it's rare that you hear of anything happening during solo fun. I mean, some rug burn maybe, or, you know, a thing stuck somewhere. It's some blisters. You got that. Well, a 20-year-old man in Switzerland suffered a rare lung injury recently while pleasuring himself in bed. He experienced chest pains and severe shortness of breath and went to the hospital. Good God, man. What were you doing? Yeah. Apparently, a pocket of air had leaked from his lungs and became lodged in his rib cage and then started spreading around his body and even to his skull. Which sounds terrifying.
What happened again? What'd you say?
A pocket of air leaked from his lungs and became lodged right in this region here, right in his rib cage. Then it started spreading around his body into his skull. He spent one night in the ICU, but the treatment worked, and he was eventually discharged after spending 3 days in the hospital. Doctors say this kind of thing can happen during rigorous exercise or violent coughing fits. In this case, it was apparently the former. Yeah, rigorous exercise.
This dude was straight up beaver buck tooth in his basement, naked. His wife was gone.
Look, I get it. Sometimes you get lost in the moment, okay? You found that video that you hadn't seen in a while. Yeah, maybe your significant other is out of town, so you know what? No one is going to walk in on you while you are just five knuckles deep, just beating the hell out of yourself.
There's some preparation around it. Yeah. You got the candles lit. Yeah. You turn the heat up a little bit.
It's that time where you look naked in the mirror and you go, oh, it's going to get weird, you know, because you're by yourself. But how aggressive are you masturbating where you lodge an air buck? Like, what?
It's like a full-blown MMA fight, man. It's something. He's got that thing in a headlock. Go to sleep.
You must be really.
Did you just really compare going at this masturbating activity to a full-blown UFC fight?
MMA fight. I mean, I guess.
I'm going to choke you out. You're going down, son. You're going down.
You see, you know those like face-offs in the beginning where because it's the two pictures, you know? It's like him and his wiener.
Ground and pound. My God. All right. Just, you know, put on a little Barry White, get some lotion and some tissues and just enjoy yourself. You don't need to beat
that. Joe Rogan commentating it.
Oh, he's got him on the side. He's got him. He's going to tap out.
Tap out, would you?
Oh, my
thing's
God.
Purple.
So anyway, he's fine. He's okay. He's made the recovery. And just if there's anyone out there who's planning one of these, just, you know, just planning to work themselves. Just don't worry. It's very rare, but it can happen. So maybe just keep that. Maybe do a little more stretching, a little more breathing exercises.
Funniest thing, the guy had to admit it. The guy had to, had to make a decision at the hospital. Like, do I tell him? I got to tell him.
So what were you doing exactly? I was masturbating. Really? Because this is what we see with people with asthma and they're just got done running a marathon. Are you sure you were? Well, it got out a little out of hand there, Doc. I'm not going to lie.
It was a male doctor. He just said, man, the wife's out was out of town, man. You know.
Did your girlfriend or significant other happen to leave? Yeah. Okay, that's it. Well, here, just do some bed rest and you'll be ground and pound, ground and pound. All right. That is your 6 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back. Brock.